The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Ask the experts on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Standard Life. Retirement needs to be redefined. And as retirement experts, we're on a mission to do it.
So, we are talking all things hearing with our Monday expert, clinical audiologist with BlackBerry Hearing, Aisling Higgins. Aisling, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much.
Now, before we get into the listener questions, and there are already many of those, tell me about the pandemic device, I suppose, that allowed people to get audiology services remotely. How does that work?
Absolutely, Pat. This is a new technology that's been fantastic in Ireland for the past 12 months. So what we've done is we've provided hearing aid users with a device to access audiology services from their own home. So for anybody that uses this service, they don't come into the clinic. They can speak to their audiologist from home using the app, and the audiologist connects up to the client's hearing aids remotely. And this allows us then to adjust the person's hearing aids right there in the moment. So if there's anybody listening in at the moment that might want to take a quick look at the app, it's called Widex Remote Care or Unitron Remote Plus. It's an excellent app, and the two companies, Widex and Unitron, have really had this service in the pipeline since about 2018, and it was fast-tracked due to the COVID restrictions. It was excellent. We could speak to people in nursing homes remotely. A couple of people were self-isolating, and then even people who were abroad in Spain and Italy, we could post some of the devices overseas and talk to them.
Okay, and does it apply only to particular brands of hearing aid?
It applies to the Widex hearing aid and to the Unitron hearing aid. So they're the two that are supplying it at the moment. But I imagine in the next year it'll become very popular among all hearing aids.
Because the pandemic has taught us lots of ways of doing things in a new way, and this is one of them, so that's good news. Now, the questions that are coming in, Aisling. I'm 38 with one perforated eardrum, my right one, and that has impacted my hearing, although not significantly. The other ear often blocks with wax. I hated syringing, so now I get it suctioned. Long term, could this impact on the hearing of my good ear? Also, how bad are in-ear headphones for wax production and hearing loss? That's from Siobhan.
Okay, well, for Siobhan, if she does have a buildup of wax in her ears, it's important that she sees an audiologist or her GP for wax removal regularly, because this is important for her day-to-day life. And in terms of headphones, I would always say to someone, it's very important to consider how close the source of the sound is to her eardrum. So if she is using headphones, she'd want to keep the sound at a minimum. And we would always advise people to use speakers rather than headphones.
Okay, but in terms of there are on-ear headphones and then there are in-ear headphones, is there much difference between the effectiveness of both in terms of damaging the hearing?
It depends on the volume of the sound. In terms of both, as long as the sound is kept at a minimum for short periods of time throughout a daily basis, it should be fine. It's just excessive noise that close to the eardrum can cause damage.
Now, next question. Is there any advantage in getting hearing help early, or would it make your ears more dependent on hearing aids? I'm 51 and I notice very mild signs.
Okay, for this listener, in their 50s, it wouldn't be overly unusual to have a hearing impairment. And getting a hearing aid early is actually one of the best things to do, because it gives your brain a chance to adapt to hearing aids in the early stages. And a lot of people really do leave it about 7 years before they come in to see a hearing specialist. So the earlier you get in for your appointment, it gives you the chance to make an informed decision on to whether or not you may need hearing aids.
But that business of maybe becoming a bit dependent, because now you might have strained and got to hear okay, but now you've got the amplified help of a hearing aid, and you wonder, does it make you more dependent if for some reason you can't wear them in a situation?
For a lot of people, if they do require a hearing aid and they become dependent on it, it's usually because they need them. It's very much like your glasses, that if you have a hearing impairment, you need a hearing aid. Like if you have a vision impairment, you need your glasses. But for certain situations, the only situations you wouldn't really wear a hearing aid is in the likes of the water. But apart from that, you can wear them everywhere else.
This one's from a mother of two. My son is 5 years old, recently complains that his ears feel blocked. Would this be wax or should we see an audiologist? That's from Olivia.
Okay, Olivia. But for this child, a lot of kids get a thing called otitis media. So this is more known as glue ear, which can be a fluid in behind the eardrum and it surrounds our bones in the middle ear. And this is very common in children. About 80% of children between 0 to 5 years old will have glue ear at some stage in their life. And in many instances, it does resolve itself. But if glue ear persists, then they should see an audiologist. So for us, as when we see children and they present with glue ear, there's a watchful wait period of about 3 months to see if it does take away itself. And if it doesn't, then they're brought back for a second assessment. And if they have glue ear again, they're referred to an ear, nose and throat consultant.
Can you please ask the hearing expert for advice on dealing with hardened, impacted earwax of long standing?
Okay, but for hardened impact wax, they will need to get wax removal drops. One of the best drops is called Earol, and you can use it for about 3 to 5 days. And you put it in morning and night, about 2 drops, and then you should see the audiologist for wax removal.
I had a tear on the eardrum, lost some hearing in the left ear. Is there any surgery that might repair it? That's from Stuart.
Okay, Stuart, for a tear in the eardrum, this is definitely something that they will need to see an ear, nose and throat in relation to. So for most people, they'll come to their audiologist for a full assessment first. And then if the tear is there in the eardrum, whether it be in one ear or both ears, they're referred to an ear, nose and throat consultant for consideration of a surgery. Now, this isn't an option for everybody, and they may then be referred back to their audiologist to consider hearing aids.
Billy asks, I'm a 50-year-old man, work in construction all my life. Is it too late to start wearing ear protection? I feel my hearing is getting worse.
Okay, but for Billy, for in construction, it's definitely never too late to wear ear protection. I would recommend getting ear protection today, because for anyone who works with loud machinery, for some machinery is up to about 100 decibels and even a couple of minutes can damage the ear. So really, they would want to be wearing ear protection on a regular basis for anybody in construction to avoid a noise-induced hearing loss down the line.
And it's not too late, obviously.
No,
you know,
definitely not.
You stop further damage, yeah.
Yeah, they'll stop, they might already have damage, but it will definitely prevent further damage.
Now, this next texter said, this is a genuine query. Don't laugh. I'm female in my 50s. Why have I an increasing problem hearing what my male relatives are saying? Can't catch what they're saying. Constantly have to ask them to repeat what they're saying, especially the beginning of their sentences. But then I find, on the other hand, the high volume of my female relative's speech is unbearable. It's booming. Explain.
Okay. And for this lady, she might have a frequency loss at different frequencies. So it sounds like she has a lower frequency hearing loss, which is often related to male voices. And then in terms of the female voices, this would be more the higher frequencies, and she may have an uncomfortable loudness level. So when you see an audiologist, you get a full audiogram, and that will determine the frequencies that you are and you're not hearing. But they can also test for uncomfortable loudness levels, and that band between what you can barely hear and what you find uncomfortable for some patients can be very narrow. And by the sounds of it, that's what that lady has.
I use earplugs every night due to my husband's snoring. Is this detrimental long term?
For this listener, she wears earplugs every night sleeping, is it?
Yeah.
No, wearing earplugs at night is fine. I know a lot of people who do that, especially nurses. I live with two nurses myself, and they would sleep with earplugs every night.
Another one. I'm a regular swimmer in the 40 foot in Dublin. How do I prevent swimmer's ear?
Okay. Well, swimmer's ear is more to do with diving. So a lot of people who do deep sea diving get swimmer's ear. For people who are just swimming regularly in the 40 foot, for example, swimmer's ear is less common, and it's a lot more common in deep sea divers.
Okay. But is there anything you can do? Wear earplugs?
Wear earplugs. They could get custom made earplugs, and they're excellent because no water can get into the ear, and they're available now online. you can get a custom-made earplug and you can get the mould made with an audiologist.
How do you know if your child needs grommets?
Very similar to the lady from earlier. I think her name was Olivia. If she needs grommets, she should definitely see an audiologist to get the assessment. There'll be a 3-month waitful time. And if the glue ear is still there, then they'll be referred to an ENT for grommets.
Okay, maybe time for one more. Can you ask your hearing expert, I was going for COVID tests and vaccinations. I couldn't hear the administrator who was behind the glass screen. They had to repeat themselves several times. Otherwise, my hearing is good, although in crowds or noisy spaces, I struggle a little also. I'm 50 years of age. That's from Niall.
Okay, but for Niall, I think a lot of people are finding those glass things very difficult to hear. But if he is struggling to hear people in background noise or in crowds, he may have an age-related hearing loss. And even if it's on the early onset, he should go see an audiologist to make an informed decision whether he needs hearing aids, because often people with an age-related loss can hear perfectly fine one-to-one, but background noise is their main problem.
Okay, well, look, Aisling, thank you very much for joining us. The expert this Monday was clinical audiologist with BlackBerry Hearing, Aisling Higgins.